Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakeem Nuba.
Hey, peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm not feeling this getting dark so early, so y'all going to hear me complain about that until it changes.
Yeah, man.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You know, have my body all thrown off. Because when it gets dark,
yeah,
my body gets tired. But can't sleep, but for crap. But my body be tired.
Not taking advantage of that daylight savings time?
I wish I could. Mm. I still be having me running around doing out there. I'd be,
Hey, man. I understand. We got a special day today.
We do.
You know what tonight is, goddamn. We got to start some shit up in this motherfucker tonight. God damn it, Queen, it ain't been 2 minutes and I already started cussing. Shit.
Oh, well,
fuck it. What we doing tonight, Queen? Let's get to the business.
Okay, this is episode 9 and we are interviewing putting in Work Entertainment. They are repeat guests here. I don't have to tell y'all how they going to come and cut up and show out up in here like they do every time they come. It's always a blast. We're going to hear some new music. We're going to discuss some new upcoming projects that they have. And just know you always can call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us, or you can interact with us on social media pages if you got questions, comments, and we want your feedback on the music as well.
Mm. Yes, indeed. Welcome, good brothers.
Yo.
You.
Y'all hear me?
You.
We hear you.
Yes, sir.
We hear y'all.
You.
I just want to know if you can hear. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
that's
yeah.
All I need to know.
We know that voice. Introduce yourselves to the new listeners.
Bill, you going to go first?
No, you got it. You go first.
Okay, well, I go by the name of the monster, Will Mack from PIW, putting in work. Y'all already know what it is.
And this is Al Bills, you know, Hannibal Smith, Mr. Logan, you know, putting the work into tape.
We love it when.
What up with you?
No doubt.
I love it when the plan comes together.
I love it when the plan comes together, right?
You already know.
Yeah. Hey, Queen.
That's how we moving. Queen,
hey,
what's going
hey.
On?
Peace,
my brother.
What's good?
Go ahead,
what's good? Look, man, this daylight saving time, but you know that ain't gonna stop us from doing what we doing. Time go back, but we still moving forward. You did what I'm telling you, man. Eh? Go get this.
I'm still trying to learn how to say that shit.
Bill's got that.
I was looking at,
yo, he got that.
I was looking
excited,
at that pic
right?
With the T-shirt. How the fuck is he?
That's a slogan, man. You already know. That's a slogan right there. You know.
Oh man.
Yeah, I mean that joint going platinum right now. I got a lot of people saying that right there.
No doubt.
No, I want to
so
say
what's going
something
on
to
y'all.
Listen, let me say this one thing before we get on start. Right. This is funny.
Mm-hmm.
To me, because I got a second. Look, I talked to Bills before we even, you know, we got on. So we talk sometime when we're getting off work or whatever. So he going to tell me, oh, yeah, make sure your background is all no hammer and you ain't got no noise in it. But when we went on there, he got all the noise in the background. I think I got to move away to playing the job.
You heard me?
It sounds like he was in a movie theater. He going to come at me, though. You hear that?
No, because you ain't going to use that on me.
No. I had to get you. I'm doing it.
You be on surround sound.
Man,
like
he
sound
like
he on. He be up there talking like he next to the speaker. Next to it.
We'll be feeling like he at a damn gang site sometimes.
Oh, so now y'all ganging up on me because y'all related. That ain't going to work.
The damn cat be in the back trying to drop a hot 16. Like.
Oh, he's still going. Okay.
Oh, man.
I feel it's a conspiracy in the building, Queen, so I need some help. I feel it's a conspiracy. He always overruled. I feel that.
That's all right, though.
Oh, man. Dig what I'm
all right, back
you?
To our regular schedule programming.
Okay.
I'll get you. I had to get you.
That's how you do it.
Get you. You see Nutty Professor with the grandma.
All right, Queen. Queen, you want to start things off? Because, you know, I get to this hip-hop shit, and then I have to, you know, I lose my mind.
But you know, and once we get into the, you know, when they introduce to themselves, they try to be all monotoned and, you know, fooling the new listeners. Now, the old listeners know better, you know.
Okay.
Give them about 5-10 minutes, and y'all going to see how they really be up, cutting up here.
That's why we keep
inviting them back, because the energy is crazy. These are, and I always say this, these are one of the easiest shows to do when they come on. Because I get to sit back and let y'all just run y'all damn mouth, play some music, bob out a little bit, and I just be.
How you going front? I say the same shit. That's the shit I have my pay week is up to me.
Good shit. I appreciate that.
But this is all about the energy, you know what I mean? It's all about the energy. Good energy.
I'd be like, Hakim, when's PIW coming back? You know? He'd be like, soon. I'd be like, okay. And so I was excited to hear you guys is coming back because I know it's going to be some great music. It's going to be a lot of laughs.
Definitely.
I'm here.
You appreciate the
I'm
love,
just gonna
though.
I'm going to be laughing, cracking up, and just I get a moment where I get to take the back seat because Hakim, you know, music. He love these music shows. I love when you guys come on. I'm a music fan, but he is. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Hot. Hakim is a hip hop historian.
Yeah.
On it, bro.
Not just sit back and
look. He's a modest
listen.
Man.
So.
But you know what is good that you know if you look at it, man, we got to live through all the areas down there. Well, the up to the areas we in now, the era we in now, whatnot. You know what I mean? We got the chance to see how it started, how it grew. You know what I mean? It's just love, man. And if you know hip hop is the culture, it's the lifestyle, man. You got your four elements, man. And if you live and breathe it, hey, it'll always keep you young.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Always. I love that shit.
Yep. Got to keep the culture dope. Shameless plug. Yeah, keep the culture dope. But yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, this is a special episode, man. It's not only that because y'all on here, but something magnificent.
The madness
is
coming.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I did there?
You already know.
Yeah.
It's a special episode.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I get to get some
the
flowers.
The magnificent about to drop, man. Magnificent is about to drop. is in the stages, you know what I mean? We had to push the date back a little bit. We was looking at this past Friday, but we had some things that we had to straighten out and shit. So a new date coming, but it's dropping real, real, real soon. It's going to hit you in your head, too, once it drops. Just wait on it, you know what I mean? But I'm proud of my brother. He put this project together. I'm excited about the project, you know what I mean? I can't wait for people to hear it, you know, in its entirety, you know what I mean? We've been dropping singles and shit like that, but people get the whole project and just enjoy it from front to back, man. Yo, the joint is crazy. The joint is crazy, man. And just being there and watching it happen and being there and watching it, you know, being made, you know, and the project, you know, and the songs and the different concepts and shit like that. And we got videos for a majority of the tracks on the Magnificent. You know what I mean? So you know, if you got YouTube, you know, pull up PIW Entertainment, videos is up now. You know, but yeah. It's some heat.
Yeah,
this is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is crazy. That's my boy right
yes,
there.
Sir.
He's giving it
How
up,
you
man.
How you feeling, Will? You putting out all this magic. How you feeling putting out all this dope shit?
Well,
that's how you feel
you know
putting
I mean,
all this dope shit out.
I'm about to let you know how I feel. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like sometimes, you know, you know, like I let my brother, you know, like when it comes to bills, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to bills with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, everything that I did, he was right there for me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes I let my brother, you know, explain certain things. On the simple fact that I respect him, I love him, you know what I'm saying? And our relationship is a brotherhood, you know what I mean? Especially the way we met, and, you know, he do music too. And it's just a blessing and an honor that I get to be the first artist of putting in work, bringing out projects, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just humble, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I know I'll be on ground, but sometimes I'm humble because, you know, the way I yell at myself and how I be, and just on a regular everyday basis on how this person came into my life and made a difference. Because, you know, I know God don't make no mistakes, and he don't do those. And I knew it was meant because, you know, I was looking around, I was with a lot of people. You know, I've been with a group for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? I've been recording since 1990. You know what I'm saying? And meeting him, you know, man, I done more stuff with him than I've done in years. So I know what it is. And while I was doing the projects and, you know, getting it together, you know, he was my angel. You know what I mean? On the side, letting me know, Matt, find your lane, not necessarily your lane, but your sound, and giving me input while I was doing it. And he was more excited for the project just like it was him rapping. So that in itself was just a blessing. But I feel real strong about, you know, the whole situation. I'm happy of it. We still recording. But right now, it's just like I'm humble right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just waiting for people to, you know, grasp to it and get to hear some authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Something that's original. And it's coming from me, man. And you already know. It's a monster track, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel good about it. And I appreciate you, Hakim, for all the work you do. And Queen, you always show nothing but love. Every time we ever been on here, that's why today I'm just on chill, but I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because I get to show off a little something. And that's a good thing for me. You know what I'm saying?
You're always welcome here.
Oh, I done went into my pre. No. But I'm listening, man.
It's that grown man talk, and we need
more.
You know, it's you know, like I told my son recently, because I had my putting in work hoodie on, and I was making a run, and I was saying, "You see this little man on there? He holding a hammer. He ain't holding a pair of stockings. So he's going to go do some work. That's a grown ass man holding that hammer. You know what I mean? And it's not just the name, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
the fact.
You know, it's real shit. You know, that he ain't near holding no Twinkies and shit. You know, he going to put in some work.
He about to put in some work with that hammer. Yep. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about, man. The brand itself, the putting in work brand, is about the hustle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No one is going to give it to you. You know what I mean? Unless you're doing something. Then you got guys that see you putting in that hustle, and they want to be a part of it too. And that's a good thing because they see you working. When people see you working and that good energy, that positive energy, you want to bring positive energy into that as well too. You know what I mean? And what putting in work represents, it represents the blue collar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It represents the hustle. You know what I mean? It represents everybody who's doing what they have to do and what they need to do to make ends meet. You know what I mean? And to reach your goals. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have goals in order to put in work anyway. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Hey, you got to land somewhere. You feel me?
Yeah.
You got to land somewhere. And it's for the dreamers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be afraid to spread them wings and fly. You dig me? And if
mm-hmm.
you fall, you get back up. You know what I mean? It's meant for that, too. If you fall, you got to be able to get back up and continue to keep putting in that work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? So that's what the brand represents. You know what I mean? PIW. So when we say that and you hear that in the records and you say that, that means a lot. That means what it is. You feel me? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't made
hard
for the week.
Dedication, that's, man.
Right. It ain't made for the week.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You already are.
And you can hear it in the music.
Already... Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
You hear it.
That's what we doing.
So
that's what we doing here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
See, I'm about to get in my mold now.
And shout out everybody.
You two climbing cool collector. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Look.
Like,
hey,
I gotta get into it real quick.
Hey, yo, real quick. Shout out to everybody who support and putting in work. Who is a part of
always
the projects that we doing. And everybody who love the movement and is a part of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just not artists. It's just not hip-hop artists and things like that. It's part of the movement, man. It's every walks of life who is part of that movement. You dig
mm-hmm.
me? So shout out to everybody who's supporting the movement, supporting me, supporting Will, supporting Hakim, supporting, you know, Sino, Knox, and the whole fam. You dig me? So. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Exactly.
Definitely.
Shout out to Sino and Knox.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and our families who been putting up with it too. You know what I mean? With them late nights and shit like that. You dig what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about that a little bit, because that's something that goes not enough artists are talking enough about. When you're married or you have a significant other, you got kids, you know, you have your day job. Some
mm-hmm.
some of us have more than one job. And then
right.
you have to take that time to get in a booth or take that time
mm-hmm.
to go pick up merch or drop off merch or whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
For the musical business side of it, you got to have that support from the family to make that thing work, I would think, right?
Yeah, definitely.
True.
Definitely.
But you got to
understand,
though, like, sometimes even family or other individuals don't always see your dream. That's why it's your
mm-hmm.
dream. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's just a distraction at times, because, you know, especially what we dealing with, when you're dealing with the music business, and especially having a significant other, it's just not necessarily that maybe sometimes it might be the age, because you know we're up in an age bracket, and I'm speaking upon me, probably somewhat of Billy, but yeah, you know I'm saying sometimes, you know, your insignificant other, they want you to make it, but they don't want you to make it for some other reasons. You feel what I'm saying? Like females, for a prime example. Like, you know, television brainwashed people a lot. Love and hip hop, boom, boom, boom. That's what they see. All they do is cheat, mess around, boom, 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 bam, bam, bam. And they just look at that and they look at you like, that's how you gonna be. You know what I'm saying? And it's somewhat disrespectful because I'm like, damn, you just put me in the same category as these people. They ain't nothing like me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it's like, for me, I have to, you know, I have to navigate different. You know what I mean? Because I've been doing it so long. And when you've been with an individual for a long time and they be like, okay, like one minute they with you, they're not. But I do have a good team to keep me focused when I need to be focused, like you, Bills, Knox, you know what I'm saying? We stay focused on that. And it's like, it's hard at times because, mm-hmm. you know, we work 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying? We work 9 to 5, we got families. But, you know, for me, the music is therapeutic from my past. From the things mm-hmm. that I put down, God gave me my gift back, you know what I'm saying? So I'm living my second beginning. That's what I'm living, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all can understand what I mean by that. So by me going through my trials and tribulations, this is something that God gave me. And I knew he gave me the talent. Because I played ball too. I had 2 talents. I was a good ball player and I rapped. But the basketball was away. And I still kept leaning towards my rap. You know what I'm saying? And I went through a hell of a storm. You know what I'm saying? I seen hell and I understand it. But it made me a stronger man. To the day, you feel what I'm saying? To where I'm in my sobriety, I'm clean and sober, I don't touch stuff, you know what I'm saying? For 15 years, I've been clean and sober of stuff, you know what I mean? So that's part of my story and my music too, you know what I'm saying? Like I go on booth sometimes, you know, I don't knock what people do, you know what I mean? They do they drink, they smoke, I go in there with nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I come out with some crazy, you know, I'm crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? But that's only speaking to God. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't for me, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I thrive off a lot. You know what I mean? To, okay, and I got this talent, I'm going to do this. And then I got, you know what I mean, I got individuals. But sometimes it's crazy when you're trying to do certain things, me personally, when it comes to the music thing. Because you never know if a person really wants you to be who you really want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. It's weird sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Weird. Did I break it down a little bit? Did I give, like, a part of that y'all needed from that? Or?
Hey, man.
It's almost like you're trying to tell people they got to wake up.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's definitely.
There you go.
Yeah.
But that's my truth right there. That's one of my truth songs right there. You already know that's one of my truth songs, man.
Uh-huh. Well, it's so funny you mentioned it because that's the very first song we're going to drop tonight since we're in this nice, calm, meditative mood before the shit gets started. Let's, with the Queen's permission, we'll go to the first song called Wake Up.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wake up. You gotta wake up. You know what I'm saying? Turn me up a little bit more. Uh-huh. I like that.
You gotta wake up. Wake up.
Uh-huh.
I'm praying to the Most High while he's sending angels walk by my side and guard me from every angle. She's like faith the same when you married and when you single. Gotta keep your faith in God and not the people. You say and walk the world saying money will make us equal, but in the long run it'll turn us and make us evil. I'm reading Revelation, it's talking all about evil. See rich people thinking they God, but they just people. Poisoning our kids, they heads blinded by evil. See we ain't fearing the knowledge, baby, to reach our people. The world just broken in half, never be equal. See life like a window that blinded that people can't see through. Wake up, open your mind, maybe you leak through. Gotta live your life like Jesus, think what would he do?
Amen.
He turned me to a man, now everything changed. I know what you're going through, cause everything that you're going through, I done went through. For making up excuses, lying, stealing from people. Family sad, but they don't really know what you've been through. See, I was on a level that I never thought I could get to. People telling you stop, never seeming to reach you. Looking at my kids, no job, how I'ma feed you? Broken all the part of my life, how can I reboot? Drinking every night, getting high, cause I can't see you. Embarrassed on the way that I live, so I don't come through. So God took the will of my life, so I can be true. Been through up and down in my life, now I can teach you. Got married year to have 20 years, baby, been loving you. It's spiritual, something I really can't explain. See, all I had to do was give it up and call his name. He washed away my sins and he took away my pain. He turned me to a man, now and everything changed. Everything changed. He turned me to a man, now and everything changed. Everything changed. He turned me to a man, now and everything changed. Turn me to a man now and everything changed.
I got chills from that. I got chills from that. You know what I'm saying? I got chills from that. Because people don't understand when I said he turned me to a man. Because sometimes we be grown-ass boys. You feel what I'm saying? So I did what I had to do, turned me to a man now, man. Now everything changed for my life. That's what I mean by that. You know what I'm saying? Real rap.
Exactly.
That was a great alley-oop, boy. That was a great alley-oop.
Yes,
really, you see him alley-oop that? He's feeling right now. I'm feeling your game. I'm feeling that.
That was on the money.
I'm feeling that.
Hey,
that
man,
was a great
that,
song.
That
right
song,
there.
You know, just listen to that song, man. It hit me because it's like, you know, it's watching a grown ass man put some things in perspective, and I love seeing that because as men, we spend so much time being masculine, being the tough guy, being the defender, the king, and all this other shit we got to be. But it's cool to see a brother, strong brother, sit down for a second and address some things he's been through and where he at, what he's looked, you know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You know what I mean? We need more of that.
Yeah.
So.
Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say, you know, judge me in my present, not my past. You dig me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you
yeah.
whatever happened in the past happened in the past, and what I'm doing now, respect that. You dig me? Respectfully, you know. So
yeah,
facts.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
that's a good track
what
right
you think,
there.
Queen?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I mean,
Queen.
I loved it. I loved it. I was like, keep moving. I wanted, you know, I started to sound to loop it back again.
Thank you, baby.
You know, I had. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, and it's, you know, it has a message. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love music with a message, and it's basically sometimes you got to hear it from somebody that's been through it. You know, it's one thing for somebody to be telling somebody how to do things because that's just what the world say you're supposed to do it. But when somebody sit back and like, listen, this is what I've been through. This is what I was.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I became, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to hear it from your peers, especially
the
youth out here, these young boys. They got their whole what it is to be a man. They got it all screwed up. you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's one of the tracks off of the Magnificent. You know what I mean? So, you know, once it drop, cop up, download, stream. You know what I mean? But it's one of the tracks out. And the video out too. The video was out.
Yeah, the video out. Video out now.
The video is out now. You can go to PIW Entertainment YouTube channel and check out the video there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wake up is the name. Because we all got to wake up, man. The best part of waking up is waking up, man. Not Folgers in your cup. You heard?
Oh, get this.
I just made
we got
a
new
one.
First...
I got my...
I'm sorry, we got our first question. I wanted to get this in real quick.
Okay.
This one is from Lady Wren. She says she likes that song. She's definitely going to be checking it out on YouTube. It has a positive message, and a lot of these young cats need to hear it. They need to wake up. She also says she hears a lot of different men say they have, quote, unquote, woken up. Is it true that every man has their own version of awakening?
Ooh, look at her.
Oh yeah, there you go. I like that question.
That
go terrible. Ahead, go ahead, Ren.
That was thorough.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point in a man's life, yeah, they get to the realization of themselves, and knowing what life means for them. You know what I mean? So yeah, at a certain point. Some may take longer than others, you know. Some may be earlier than others. Some may be like, okay, 20 years old, they might have found their way of life and what they need to do. Some may be 28, 40, you know what I mean, stuff like that. So it's what you're going through and how you handle it. And then, you know, and you get to a certain point and you start realizing what life means to you and how you live in it, you know what I mean. And then you become more patient. With certain
humble.
Things and humble, with things, you know what I mean, and being able to take in and not being so reactive,
mm-hmm.
you know. So yeah. Every man has a certain point of being woke, you know what I mean. And that just doesn't mean, you know, being woke as, oh, I know what the man doing and everything. No, it's just woke being. You know what you need to do for yourself. You know what I mean? Because we all know we can't control nothing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Rob, I hold to say something? Rob, hold to talk? Or,
sure.
You kind of specified, you kind of basically hit the point because every man is different. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. every human, every man, every woman, like, you can't put everybody in the same
mm-hmm.
box. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And
mm-hmm.
I really believe in that. Like, you know, knowledge is what you take in. Wisdom is age.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the most important is understanding, because when you understand things, you know how to go about them different. You
right.
know what I'm saying? When you start understanding more, you live your life different. Because you understand
yep.
it's going to be problems. You understand it's going to be ups. It's going to be downs. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So you go
right.
about it different. You know what I'm saying? And being woke is just being woke. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all woke. It's just, what do you perceive being woke when you woke? Like, do you
mm-hmm.
see life? Because everybody's looking at life in different lenses. You know what I mean? Some
yeah.
men, some men don't understand who they want to be or who they want to become. And
right.
a lot of times it takes tragic things to make people see their life different. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have everything good in your life because you won't know what's bad and bad. It wouldn't know what's good. So you have to have both of them. You got to have balance in your life. And if you don't got
yeah.
balance, I mean, you know, it's always going to be a whole nother situation. And everyone has to go through a trial and tribulation in your life. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? One thing for me was when I was in, what I was in, you know what I'm saying, when I was in my addiction bag. One thing that really stood out to me was this. when I looked at other people's lives and they told their stories, when I was in the rehab and they told their stories, it made me look at my story. And a lot of stories I heard made me say, you ain't as bad as you think you was. So stop crying, do what you need to do, and handle your mm-hmm. business as a man. Not mm-hmm. money, not mm-hmm. none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to reprogram my mind. You know what I'm saying? I had to reprogram myself right. to being mm. who I needed to be for, first of all, God, you, and everybody else. You can't put your kids or none of them before yourself. That's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to live mm. like that. Like a lot of people, well, I put my kids before me. That don't even make no sense. Well, I buy my kids before me. Why? Y'all both can't look nice. That's an excuse. For every excuse is a lie. For every lie is an excuse. We already know that. You feel what I'm saying? But that's my point of it. That was my point of that.
Yeah.
If I gave some clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropping them jewels.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's you know, like y'all hear me say on this show all the time, it ain't about being awake. The zombie's awake. That motherfucker eyes open,
right.
he walking around, he chasing and biting your ass. He's awake. Be aware.
Right.
Be alert.
Yeah.
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 And the first part
and
of awareness is self awareness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Not unconscious, be conscious. For
yep.
every action, there's a reaction.
Exactly.
Yep. How about that?
Hey, man, it's important.
That. We in the mind.
Yeah.
it's grown folk talk.
Dig me,
you know?
Be knowledge, folk man.
Talk.
It's all about knowledge,
what was
man.
The person name that? What was the person name that asked the question?
What oh, was that was Lady Wren.
Lady Wren,
tell us in. Thank you. For that, and I appreciate everything and the support, and I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And that was, you know what I mean, great comment, you know what I mean, great comment for that. That was something special right there. Appreciate that.
Yeah, shout out. I'm actually surprised. You know, we're having a conversation. I have to do nothing with sex, and she had a thought-provoking question. Congratulations, girl. First time for everything. we ain't talking about three times as much.
Don't try to play my lady friend like that.
Oh shit! Now the next sex show, boy, it's gonna be all over back to the ratchetness. Oh man!
It's called balance. It's called balance. You gotta have both.
We need it. We need it.
Right. Right. Definitely.
You ever seen a woman? Listen. All right, we gonna get this one part. You ever seen? Mm-hmm. I ain't know this for a while, but I know now. I never knew that y'all go through stuff when y'all don't get sex. Women. Y'all about killing motherfuckers if y'all don't get no green. Then when y'all do, y'all be crying, y'all be smiling, y'all be happy, y'all making cakes and everything. It ain't nobody's birthday. I'm just up 12 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. I just go out and make a cake today. It's Thanksgiving today. You make a sweet potato pies and... The power
oh,
of the power of the rifle. Bah, 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 bah.
Hey man, I'm betting you just finding this
queen.
Shit out.
Queen, come on. I've been through that. I ain't gonna lie. It's all good.
Well, look,
it's
baby, cutting potato salad, making meatballs from scratch and shit.
Man,
that's how they meditate, I guess.
That's what's
mm-hmm.
up,
though. You know, it gets real bad when you see him take the curtains down.
Huh?
Yeah, you ever see him take the curtains down and just wash the curtains for no goddamn reason? Every curtain
mm-hmm.
in the goddamn house get washed. You know, boy, something
mm-hmm.
ain't right. Shit.
And
I'm
they're,
in trouble.
And they're humming church songs. They never been to church. Mm-hmm.
Go all right, y'all. Lay off the women now.
I ain't say nothing else.
Because
we be like that too.
Because when the next show comes, I don't want to hear talking about men is being dogged out, because I'm gonna make a show specially for women to vent on men. And
oh
that's
no!
It.
Oh man!
Oh
yeah,
no!
God.
Don't do that! Don't do that!
I get
y'all got
I
too
get
many
once
things
or
that
twice
y'all
a year.
About.
I get once or twice a year to have some brothers on to stand up for the brothers. And see what I mean? See how I go? Hey, damn, man.
No. No. It became, I don't know. It came like it was trying to turn into like a bashing session, and I can't allow
oh,
that.
No.
That wasn't
not
bashing.
At all.
That was a good thing.
Not at all.
It was an observation.
It was a good thing. That's a great thing, Queen.
Oh, now y'all
are observation.
Okay. Yep. It was a great thing. That was a great thing.
Yeah, man.
I didn't get too deep into it, but it was a great thing. It was awesome to say, when y'all really get what you need, when you get what you need, we know, because, all right, let's go deeper, okay. If it wasn't good, y'all wouldn't even be doing baking them pies. So it had to be good. That's the point of it, too. Oh, you know we need it. Y'all know we need it, too. But the whole point of it is sometimes, you know, in the world, sometimes people forget that women like sex just like men, or probably more. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Oh, is that true? Is that true?
More.
Okay, thank you.
But it has to be right.
And plus, y'all can,
it has to be the right
person. y'all can do more. We can't go but so long. We only got a couple shots in a gun, and it's over. Y'all can lay there forever and just keep going. I've done it. I done seen 6, 7 of them come off like, damn, that's 7.
You done shut up the club like 3 times.
I'm like, God damn. My gun is shot off. I'm numbing it a mile, still trying to get you.
Not to get a little break and recharge. We'll make y'all a little snack or something, get y'all energy up, and then you got to get back to work.
See? That's what I'm saying. You see the selfishness right there? You got 13 nuts on. And you want 15 more.
Yeah.
Y'all chasing that high. Stay chasing that high. I just want that feeling one more time.
You ran out of ammo. You done went through the extended clip and everything. You dang.
All of us just don't lay there. We make it know what it do too. All of us don't.
I'm not saying that y'all don't, because y'all definitely do what
they
do.
They put in work too.
Like
CIW.
Of course. Hello.
It's for the blue collar, so they got to work too. You dig?
Exactly.
So
ladies, before you go hop up and down on your man tonight, make sure you get your ass and get yourself some goddamn PIW merch and wear that shirt tied in a knot. Put your ponytail up and get to work.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not the ponytail.
Yeah, put that goddamn ponytail up. You know how it go.
That's how y'all know when shit about to get real, when that ponytail it. Either that.
Right.
Yeah.
Tuck it under and put it underneath that bonnet. I'm just telling you.
Mm. Oh, goddamn the bonnet.
You know what?
The bonnet.
I'm looking for that one.
Oh, boy. The bonnet. All right, we're going to have to save that for another show.
We're going completely off topic here.
Goddamn, she done broke up the bonnet, so God damn it.
Daughters love it. I hate bonnets. They're not for outside. They are not for outside. But like you said, that's another show.
Shout out to Cat Collins. Can they write a song about these bitches with bonnets on giving hair to the dirty niggas with dirty white feeders?
Oh, shit. Thanks.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, shit. See? Oh, goddamn it. See, Queen, look what you done started. You done brought the damn the goofballs out.
I'm just saying. Man. I can't hear those things.
All right. Okay. We got some people who are trying to get into music. I invited them on to listen. One of the things I always hear from the young cats who writing, they're doing studio, and I know we talked about this when y'all was here pretty much every time. Could y'all talk a little bit about how important to handle that business end of it, making sure all the paperwork is right and just touch on that real quick, because these cats got to understand, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got to make sure not only paperwork right, but just their situation, like what direction they want to go to. You know what I mean? I know the wave now is what everybody doing. I'm gonna do is like, you know, carbon copy, but at the same time, those who stand out are the ones that are original and do their own sound and stuff like that. So for the newly artist, you don't have to do what the other folks is doing. You can do you, but you got to be comfortable enough to do you. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So in other words, if you know, you know, that I don't want to do, you know, you don't want to do that type style, then switch it up. Do something totally different. You know what I mean? And don't worry about who don't like it, because you can't please everybody. But you will build your core fan base. You know what I mean? You will build your core fan base. You know what I mean? Who do like it. You're going to get fans. Everybody got fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So so that's number one. Just realize when you in that studio and you paying for your time and you writing your rhymes or you singing or whatever like that, create your own sound. Create your own you. You know what I mean? And what you feel comfortable with doing. The other
Can I
thing
add
is
in
that,
one part?
You know, go ahead.
Go ahead. Can I add in one line? Listen, this is another thing. This is key, too. And this is why a lot of people tend to sound like a lot of people. When you're doing music, sometimes stop listening to other music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way you can create you. Because when you tend to listen to certain music, you tend to mimic because it's locked in. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you go on there in the booth and you go on there in your writing stage and you say, look, I'm about to do this, go somewhere, don't listen to nothing. For how long you need to get, how long you plan on building your thing, you'll see that you'll come out with more original because it'll be you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's key. That's key. I think that's major. Right there. Finish if you can, brother. Rock out.
Yeah. Get your ASCAP or BMI. You know what I mean? You want to get that. You know. So that you make sure whatever music you put out, it's secured, you know what I mean? Nobody try to take it from you and everything else like that. And the paperwork. I mean, if you're doing yourself independently, then, you know, as far as paperwork is concerned, you don't need none. But if you're with a label, then, yeah, you definitely want to make sure paperwork is done and it benefits you as well as the, you know, the label, because the label also bring you on to make money as well, too. They see something in you in order to even, you know, approach you to get signed. So you just got to make sure, and if you don't got a lawyer, you got to get a lawyer, you know, and that costs money.
Right.
So, and also when you're doing music, you are spending money, you know what I mean? So, you know, music biz, to anybody who's not even in the music biz, it is, it does get expensive, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're dedicated and this is what you love to do, then you'd be more than willing to spend that money, all right? So just don't think, you know, I'm going to spend a couple of dollars and think I'm going to blow. I mean, some of these guys is blowing off of the TikTok, and that's the new wave. You get a TikTok joint and you're blowing and shit like that. But, you know, it's about longevity, you know what I mean? Look at the rock stars and even the old, I ain't going to call them old because we trying to get that word out anyway as far as hip-hop is concerned. Even the legends, they still perform and shit like that. It's like the Big Daddy Kings and the KRS-Ones and the MC Shans and shit like that. You feel me? Guys in our era, the Jay-Z's, the Nas's, the Nori's, the you know, Jada's and all them, you feel what I'm saying? So guys are still making, and it's slowly but surely becoming to be like, you know, how you see Frankie Beverly and Maze. them dudes are still performing. They've been out since the 70s. You dig me? But but music lives forever. But you got to make good music in order for it to live forever. If you, and now to the folks who just want to make a quick buck and make a quick hit and you ain't in it for longevity, I got you. You know, that's you, and that's what you want to do. But for those who are looking for longevity and want to be in this business, in this industry, you know what I mean? You making music, your music is going to live forever if you're making good music. You know what I mean? And your fans are going to forever support you. Whether you sit down for a minute and come back out, they're going to buy your music. You know what I mean? But you just got to be consistent with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So I hope y'all paying attention to that. You know, because when you are in the music business, it's a lot of work. You gotta be organized, have a budget. You ain't got a budget in place and you just throwing money at the situation. You're pretty much setting yourself up, because that means you ain't playing this thing out right. You know?
Right. Have a vision board. Write down your goals and what your plan or what you want to do. And then check off everything you've done completed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your goal you know what I mean?
I just recently started talking to artists about business plans. And that's something I didn't think I would have to do until, and I'm starting to see how, okay, I just came up on, you know, especially we're just coming out of the PUA and PPP era. So dudes were sitting there with 10 racks, 15, just throwing them at the studio, throwing them at clothes, throwing them at the videos, running the ATL because, you know, that's the vibe, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you're trying to get signed or trying to get on the radio, you run the ATL. Yeah. And then and after all the stuff is done and it comes time for post-production and what you're going to do with all this stuff, they're broke. You didn't save anything for marketing.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you think you're just going to drop this stuff on social media or throw it on SoundCloud or, you know, put it up on Spotify and you're just going to, you know, get picked up. It don't work that way.
Yeah. You got to work your record, man. You got to work that much. You pick your record and you work that motherfucker till the wheels fall off. You know what I mean? I know y'all heard, you know what I mean, artists has been working records for 2-3 years, and then it finally pop off and they give them, you know what I mean? So it don't happen overnight, but when it do, you know what I mean? You know, it'll be a ride for you, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, let's get into another song. Yeah, man, I feel an earthquake. Something about that earthquake joint. Yeah, turn it up a notch. No pun intended. All right, with the Queen's permission, we're gonna go into earthquake.
Let's hear it.
You hear that sound? You know what it is. It's funeral music, nigga.
I know.
Dude, Mac. I'm a monster, Nicky should have known it from the get-go. Bullets hit your head to make your body start to echo. They black out, put a knife to him, I'm a sicko. Voices in my head, so you thinking I'm a schizo. We roll up, all my niggas ride, we some clip-dos. We ain't taking shorts, so this shit here is cut through. Break the rap game down, I'm stumping like a psycho. Beats full of Hollywood, you out of eye with Michael. Banging on your wall, cut your skull with an ISO. I tower over rappers, make them lean like the Eiffel. You don't want no drama, I got missiles in my rifle. My brain, put a nigga to sleep like NyQuil. I'm deep in the night with a knife, make a nice kill. A highway to hell, turn niggas into roadkill. My rhyme, turn your fucking mind into oatmeal. I spit souls at you niggas, tell me how to ghost with it. You sleeping? Well, it's time for the wake up. You walking up a ladder, welcome you to Jacob. I'll leave you in the morgue, face full of makeup. I heard break the world, walk the way it's shake up. You sleeping? Well, it's time for the wake up. You walking up a ladder, welcome you to Jacob. I'll leave you in the morgue, face full of makeup. I heard break the world,
walk away and shake off.
That mom full of madness, throwing niggas in casket. Mom full of fire, fire bombs and acid. I brain brutal and hungry, every fucking classic. Snatching on your brain, wrapping around like plastic. A nightmare smelling you with bullets made of plastic. I'm a wizard on a beat full of mystical and magic. Give you three wishes of death, the wish master. Take the world and take it, I'm a natural disaster. Take your skin off you and swallow up your plasma. Make it hard to breathe like a nigga full of asthma. These rhymes out of space, I done hooked up with NASA. 90% of these rappers, niggas, yo, they actors. So it's entertainment. Me is about the lyrics, I don't give a flying fuck about a nigga being famous. Wolverine style, yeah, blood on the stainless. Wipe you off the planet, leave you purposeless and nameless. What if you're sleeping? Well, it's time for the wake up. You walking up a ladder, welcome you to Jacob. I'll leave you in the morgue, face full of makeup. I heard break the world, walk away and shake up. If you're sleeping, well, it's time for the wake up. You walking up a ladder, welcome you to Jacob. I'll leave you in the morgue, face full of makeup. I heard break the world, walk away and shake up.
Yo, man. Mm-hmm. Sidebar. Shout out to my son coming in saying, damn, he sound like church. Applaud this goofy motherfucker, man.
He said what?
He said he sound like he in church. What church this motherfucker went to? I'm going to that church.
Hallelujah,
y'all tied me up.
What? That's
put
a
you
hell
in
of
the
church right there. Huh? Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
The magnificent church.
Yes, Hammer. You heard, I guess when I said it was funeral music in the beginning, I guess that was...
you know, I'm walking in all crazy with this shit. Oh, man.
What?
And that's off the magnificent the album as well, too.
Yeah, that's one of my faves. That's one of my faves. That's the video was out too. That's another one of the videos
out.
DIW Entertainment. Go on YouTube, check it out. Yeah, I mean the visuals is on point.
Yeah, man.
It's about to get dark. Yeah, man. A lot of people. Yo, you know what's crazy? A couple people like. I mean, a lot of my homies like. They like that. Like, one of my homies is like, yo, man, I listen to that on replay. I said, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's the beat. I mean, the beat different. You know what I'm saying? I approach it kind of different. You know, I'm a monster.
Shout out to Soup. Shout out to Soup, who produced that Wake Up. With that, the earthquake.
Yeah,
that
man.
Well, basically, the whole Magnificent, they basically, was set one.
Yeah.
Set one track.
Hitman.
Okay. Hitman did for my niggas.
For my niggas. Shout out to Hitman.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Blessing us with that.
Soup did the other. Well, Soup basically did half of the album, half of the situation. You know what I mean? Because we got more in store. But the Magnificent itself, that's basically him, and he did his thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Soup, man. Y'all looking for beats. Artwork, the brother is multi-talented, and he can spit. God damn.
And he can spit,
He's a spitter.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Y'all got to go fuck with Soup, you know. I'm still a fan of Knick-Knack Paddywhack, John. I don't know. Might surprise the queen with that being a opening to the show one day. Ed Jones still
one
of my favorites.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I brought that to him on that. He ain't really looked up on that when I was like... Yo, man, we gonna do this. He's like, I was like, come on, I'm gonna tell you why the guy named. He put it together, and he put that thing together. It was nice, man. He got off too. He got off.
Yeah.
He got off. I ain't know he was gonna get off like that too. I love it. Sometimes I like when I'm surprised. You know what I'm saying? I really do.
All right, we got a question. This is from Troy. Troy's saying, "How do y'all?" Grown ass men compete with these goofy ass tight jeans, mumble mouth rappers.
Oh shit!
Dang. Well, all right, Troy, you and your bastard tonight.
Hey, yo, can I answer that? I mean, Will, you can pick it back off for me. But
okay,
we ain't competing with them. We doing us. We in our own lane. You know what I mean? So it ain't no competition. I mean, if they want to jump in the lane we in, then yeah, it'd be competition. But I don't think they fucking with us. You know what I mean? But by the end of the day, you know what I mean? We doing us. You know what I mean? We doing our own sound. We got our own sound. We original. We ain't compete with nobody. You know what I mean? We got a nice core fan base. You know what I mean? And we just want everybody to feel it. Dig me? Feel it through the speakers.
Like I said before, I've been rapping like in the studio for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? What's that? About 31 years, something like that. So when you've been doing all that, you've seen all that. I just stayed true to myself. You know what I mean? So they're gonna do them, and we gonna do us. You know what I mean? It's like you can't hate on them, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just believe that I'm just going to do me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it is some distinction between the younger and the older because, you know, we used to be young too. And, you know what I mean?
Right.
Only thing I have against them, it's not against them. It's just that they don't want to listen. And I understand. They just think when we say something, when we critiquing them, we trying to knock them. And we just telling them to be yourself and learn how to be you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say no more because I know they don't rap like I rap. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing it for a long time. And I just found out, that's another thing, you got to find you. Like, I just know how to master my own style, master me. I know how to do me. You know what I'm saying? At all costs. That's what it is, so. But yeah, man, we ain't competing. Not with the stuff I'm saying.
Yeah, not at all.
If they want that work, if they want that type work, I feel sorry for them. Because it could get worse. It could get worse than these. No, you good.
I completely. I'm just co-signing. You know, I completely agree with you saying. You know, there ain't no competition, but I get the comparison. And and again, it's that it's this philosophy that we got to dispel the myth that there's an age limit on hip hop,
right?
And you know, because it's crazy how when we look at the dudes in our age bracket who are put on the stage and the spotlight is on them, we shine. You know what I mean? Look at the last verses with Big Daddy Kane versus Rakim. I mean, KRS-One.
Right.
That was major. You know what I mean? That was one of the most viewed genres. So it's like, you know, instead of them learning, they're like the world said, they're not going to listen because they're in their own bag and they're in their own vibe and they think they know better. But that's how, you know, you are when you're young. You know, you feel unstoppable. You feel like you know everything. But, yeah, you should be taking some notes. Should be taking some notes because you got to ask yourself, how is it brothers at this age level can open up for KRS-One, can open up for the legends, can fly out and do shows in other states? You know what I mean? And y'all still sitting here waiting for the open mic. So.
We done that.
We done that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, we was blessed enough to open up for them legends. You know what I mean? KRS-One and Brand Nubian, Roxanne Shante, Red Meth Man, Ja Rule, and
Nelly, Batman Scoop, BST. Yeah, we opened up for KRS-One twice.
You know what I mean? Jada Kiss. You know what I mean? Jada too. Remember Jada John?
We did
that show. You know what I mean? So
I got another question here. Love y'all music. I'm sorry, this is from Tish, NAF Tish. She's saying, love y'all music. How do y'all deal with the young cats who are listening to y'all music? And are y'all trying to instill your business ethic in with your children?
With the what? Say that
yeah.
again.
He's asking, how do y'all deal with the young cats who listen to the music, and are you instilling mm-hmm. your business ethic into your children?
Into
yeah.
our children ourselves, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what
yep.
I mean? Like, every day, you know, as a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, as fathers, like, that's another thing that I could say, you know, like, sometimes you got to be around certain individuals, too, you know what I'm saying? And it plays a part. But, like, natural men and fathers always want to instill that in the children, because you want your children to be better than you ever was. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
for us as parents, a lot of times we just tell our children to go to school and get education, and you know what I'm saying? But we don't really
mm-hmm.
let them know to be entrepreneurs. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? We just tell them graduate and this and that, but we really need to start more getting them way more business-minded and knowing how to take responsibility and have something of your own, because that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And
yeah.
it comes from family values. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people,
right.
you know, it's very seldom that you have a two-parent home. I was blessed to be one with this family. I got two sets of kids. You know what I'm saying? And this set of kids, I was able to be there from the time they was born. You know what I'm saying? And just like with Bills, me meeting Bills, he's on the same vibe. Like, we talk about that. You know what I'm saying? On fatherhoods and what we need to do as men and be lead by example. Now, we can lead
mm-hmm.
by example as much as we can, but the realization of life is your children tend to take your stories and don't take it for face value as much. You know what I'm saying? They friends kind of dictate them a lot, or being cool and whatever they do, because once they get out and go to school, they kind of sometimes don't really pay attention to what we say. You know what I'm saying? So we just you just gotta beat it in their head a lot, and hopefully it'll resonate. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I tell my kids all the time about when you deal with a vibe of, oh, I want to be grown and this and that. So I broke down a scenario to my daughter and her boyfriend. I said, okay, y'all get an apartment. He getting $700. You get $700. Y'all rent is $900. I said $1,000. So you got $500 and he got $500. You feel me? I said, so
mm-hmm.
you still got electric, if it's electric or gas or, and they was like, Then I said, you forgot about your phones, tissue, toilet paper, toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Once I got to those, they was like, and I was like, oh, yeah, you got to get a transfer to get to work. They was like, damn. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? So when you start bringing the realization to it, you start to realizing. Don't be in no rush if you ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? Grown, like being a grown thing, it's like just basically, you know, responsibility for yourself, what they saying. But maturity is totally different. But that's basically how I see it. But I know we do that on an everyday basis, try to get them to understand business mind and how to control their money, save money, you know what I mean? Start off small,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you put little things in there to see what they do with it. Okay, you working now. I ain't even going to touch your money. I'm going to see what you do with it. Did you buy some toilet paper? Oh, you didn't buy that? Okay. You buy socks? See, the small necessities is the things that they don't even really pay. They don't pay no mind because we've been doing it so long. You know, as us as parents, sometimes we enable our children, but we have to at a certain point, but they don't see it sometimes. You know what I mean? You ever notice when it's you, like prime example, we all got kids or whatever. When it's you, your children want to charge you the fuck up. I want Jordans that's 250. I want this. I want a game system, my brand. Give them some money. And say, all right, see what you're going to do. They ain't going to buy them. They ain't going to buy them Jordans. They ain't going to buy the game system. They ain't going to do it. My son did it. Everything he wanted, everything he asked me to get him, he did not get it when he got his money.
Right.
And I checked him. I said, damn, why you ain't getting the Jordans? I don't know, Dad. I said, see, it's different when you got your own money, ain't it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Totally different when you get that
man.
Bread yourself.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. I mean, you always want to instill the leadership into them, you know. But of course, becoming a great leader, you got to be a good follower. So,
So
actions speak louder than words. So I could tell them all day just how you do it, but they got to see it because I can't be telling them and I ain't doing it myself. So they see
True.
Me putting in the work. You know what I mean? It's going to make them say, oh, okay, I see Dad doing it and everything like that, and I see how he's doing it. And, of course, yeah, we're going to teach them the ropes of being an entrepreneur or anything they want to do. You know what I mean? You just got to,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the main thing is what we do instill in them is it's not going to knock on the door for you and say, hey, I'm here.
Right.
I need the opportunity. You know what I mean? You gotta
go get it.
You gotta get it, and you gotta create the opportunity.
Yep.
You know?
Amen.
So that's what we instill in the kids. You know what I mean? For the young folks, and they seeing us. You know what I mean? And again, we gonna get that old word out. You know what I mean? You see,
mm-hmm.
you dig? We know what we doing. You know what I mean? And it's music
mature
thing, like that. Yeah, there you go.
Matured.
You know what I mean?
I'm in a store, man. People call me OG. I want to lose my mind.
Look, we're legends in our own right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
Good job. Good question. Good question.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the reasons. One of the many reasons I love when you guys come on, because y'all really drop knowledge. You know, some people, when
Thank
they
you.
Have a certain type of status in the game, they want to keep it all to themselves. You know,
mm-hmm.
y'all like to spread the knowledge, you know, give the advice. Y'all answer all the questions with no problem, no hesitation, and y'all get really deep in explaining, you know, to make sure
yeah.
people can really understand what y'all are talking about. And so
appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Hip-hop's greatest
keep
moment
them,
is
keep,
when they had knowledge
them,
in it.
Keep them questions coming.
Yeah,
keep,
right.
Keep them questions coming.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No. Exactly. So how y'all dealing with I know a lot of people ask me about it, so I'm going to run it to y'all. How are y'all dealing with things opening back up in terms of shows and events and stuff like that? Are y'all excited about that? Y'all planning? How are y'all approaching 2022 with pretty much everything just back open with the venues?
Yeah, definitely excited. Wow. Waiting to get back on stage. I think we performed Father's Day weekend. That was our only performance so far this year once they start opening things back up. But yeah, definitely looking to getting back on the stage, you know what I mean, and planning, you know, the right shows and stuff like that. We also stay tuned because we also looking to do, you know, an album release for the Magnificent Two with performance as well too. So, you know what I mean? That's coming real soon as well. But yeah, definitely excited, man. I mean, that's the reason why we do music, man, to perform it on stage, you know what I mean? That's the end all be all right there, man, is performing it and knowing people that really fucks with it and they saying it with you and vibing with you and all that. That's that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Energy, man. You
yes,
can
sir.
Get a, you can really get addicted doing shows. You know what I mean? And killing that shit. That shit is that, you know, love that shit.
Yeah, man, I get a lot of people who just like, all right, man, I don't know, is it safe? I don't know how I should feel about
mm-hmm.
things opening up and that whole thing. And I'm like, man, look. You know, find
yeah.
a venue you're comfortable with and go for it.
Right.
You know, got to get back out there. If you love to perform, you ain't going to do it from your crib unless you want to go live on Facebook every day.
Right.
You on IG and TikTok live performing in the damn living room.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, but yeah, that's definitely something I know a lot of young and older artists have been talking to me about. Like, man, I'm trying to get out there. I just don't know. So.
No, man. That's a great high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This guy pretty much needs your own judgment with this. I mean, people got to get out there. They got to go back to work. They got to go to school.
Yeah.
Like, life is here to continue to happen.
Yeah,
you just got to be smart about it. Judgment.
Right. That's all it is. You're just going back to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You know, I mean, if you're choosing to get, you know, vaccinated or not, I mean, that's your choice. But, you know, perform at your own risk. Work at your own risk. You know what I mean? Go to school at your own risk and everything else like that. But the world's opening back up, and it ain't stopping. So, you know, ain't no, you know what I mean, can't be afraid, can't live in fear. You ain't. It's not that. You know what I mean? You got to face your fear. You dig?
Mm-hmm. All right, we got about a good 40 minutes, and I got like three more joints that we're trying to get out, man. And one song I hope I get to see y'all perform live is this joint called For My Niggas. It's a nice squat joint.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just get on and just tear that shit up. And
yeah.
So with the Queen's permission,
let's
roll. This joint.
Yeah.
For My Niggas.
Featuring Bloodsport, I'll build. And my boy.
It ain't a thing, yeah, we slangin' my chain talk money, nigga. Real money, nigga, fuck y'all funny niggas. BL00D, sport. I intervened with M16 and killed yours. Have your blood stains over hardwood floors. Drizzling your blood over glass doors. And the result is dead vultures, do not approach it. Underground wolves hit the town with entosis. Slaughter everything that move, use your minds. Or end up on a surgery table in Einstein, nigga. We the crime and we rhyme, we the shit, boy. This is real life, you get knifed down quick, boy. The life of a fugitive. Been on the run since 91 and still keep a shiny gun. Support us, slaughter and gang order. We smuggle unconventional weapons over the board.
That click clack, let's get it cracking. I'm cracking heads, man. Raw boys when we fly doors. I'm talking big bands. Shell cases and hell raisins. We got it lit, man. Fonzie Wells up in this bitch. I'm talking big bands. Drum line up in this clip. That's the Nick Cannon. Send the four quarter from the hip. Damn, we rich cannon. Do damage, you gon' panic, man. And my crew gamut. Two bandits, my shoot right through your roof, damn it. Be root to root. Ow, salute the lieutenant. Fix to me the boxes. Told me go ahead and hoop in it. My block look like a boot camp. That's how we do that. Go coupe, truck to dance. Right with the blue lamp. 12 Z's with girls off. Nigga, I'm shooting. True champ. Like Iron Mike, nigga, I boot back. Who that? Shoot at me, nigga, I shoot back. Move back. These 4/5 niggas will do that.
When I throw my niggas with me, nigga, this that Philly shit. They don't want no problem. They don't want no problem. No problems. You fucked up, letting murderers on the track, nigga. Half guard, half man, using all over the net, nigga. This is not gonna play games of being brain. Membrane is vain, twisting up a green game. One is dead or alive, flow coming like high tide. I kill cats, I'm taking all of their nine lives. I got a pass for hot bars over 6 feet. Voice deep, but my brain goes deeper than 12 feet. Blow torch with the suit like a beast of weapons. Bitch ass niggas ain't dressing live, they wearing dresses. This pandemic and epidemic to off niggas. The black man is God, so the devil trying to cross niggas. Will Mack got the cemetery located. Some cats try to score, so I gave his ass low faces. I'm outstanding, marksman with the evil eye. Twin toasters, prepare
pigs in the back like pork.
I'm a phenomenal domino, stretching niggas, throwing niggas off the building. Niggas think that I'm playing, but I ain't playing with them. Shot to this man, I leave his homies just playing with him. Get him, I open up heads and leave lead in them. Blit him, right down the middle, you think a man hit him. Drop him, then I'm mopping these niggas off with the planets. Schizophrenic in the mental, these instrumentals can handle me. Psychosomatic, automatic, you feel my agony. Blowing up the area, circumcising your family. Walking through the skies, I'm floating like it ain't gravity. Red dye in your flesh, holes in your chest cavity. My brother Nas said, I should let y'all niggas burn. Cremate the game, put your asses in the urn. I'm insane in the brain, bitch, wrong turn. You can see your whole film coming out my words. And don't you forget that I'm mentally disturbed. Whoa.
I agree with you, Hakim. I have to see that perform live. Like,
right?
I can only imagine the energy on stage. Like, I can only... It'll be mind
blowing. That's a soundtrack for a rundown. God damn, just kick a nigga door in with that song playing.
Y'all heard my brother Billy on there. My brothers got in, man. I loved it, man. It was a good thing, man. Having them do that, man. I loved it. They blessed the track, man. They blessed it.
Shout out to everybody. Who was all on that track?
Al Bills, my brother Knox, and my brother Bloodsport, man. And of course the Mr. Mac Tackler. The Magnificent himself, Will Mack. You already know.
That's gonna make you want to go look for people who owe you money. It's one of them songs.
Yeah. Shout out that was a Hitman beat too. Shout out to Hitman for that. You know what I mean? Doing that beat.
Yeah, definitely.
As well too. For
good brother, man.
Drink.
Good brother, man. He got another joint, man. I thought he was going to put it on, but I forgot we was doing the Magnificent today. I almost wanted to request to play that, man. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to request to play Regrets, man. That's one of my favorite songs on the whole joint, man. One of my joints. Y'all got to hear that, man. You got to hear that, man. Queen, you're going to love it when you hear this. Y'all think we
can't wait? I'm going to have to drop that joint another day. I didn't load that up.
I know.
But that is, that's one of my favorites too, bro. But yeah, that joint is up. Okay, let's talk about collabs real quick. A lot of artists are finding it hard to collab with other artists. Egos, money, whatever the case may be. How are y'all going about that? Is it a task for y'all, or is it just natural vibe?
Well, me personally, go ahead, Billy, you got it. I come at you.
No, go ahead, Billy. You got it. I come at you, brother.
Okay. For me, a lot of times I keep it in-house, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of times I write certain songs. Like, what we were talking earlier about the, when you were saying opening up and everything, a lot of times I write songs, or when I do music, I might write that, depending on, I could see it on stage. You know what I'm saying? Certain things I write, I'll be like, oh yeah, this beat or whatever, I could hear this on stage. You got me? So that's a lot of times I do those. But when it comes to working with the artists, it's all love from the people we mess with. So the people, it ain't about none, because everybody, we basically, I try to keep it in-house. to build our brand up, because it's about the brand. And that's how we keep it. That's how we keep it close. Now, if you notice, it's all family. Blood, our family. Knox is with us now, and Bill. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it'd be catered around that. Not saying we wouldn't work with other artists, because it's the door is wide open. You know what I mean? I always want to work with anybody. I don't care what type of rap you are, because that's just how we are. But you know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess that would cut down. You said I explained it. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, you did. There you go.
Shit,
it was
funny. Listen, that's why I said it. I mean, there's always love here. We not yeah. that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? The energy that we give off is always love anyway. So anybody that come around our circle is just like that. You know what I mean? But you know, I'm down for it. I'm down for it. Whatever.
I'm glad that you answered it the way you answered it, because I kind of knew it was going to go that way, because we needed to show that y'all just ain't the typical Philly artist.
No.
You know, Philly has a reputation of being crab town. You know what I mean? Where artists from this location, they cool when they see each other, but then, you know, there's a hidden beef and they don't want to collab, because it's like, nah, man, this is music. We love music. You know what I mean? We got to bring hip-hop back to Philly and keep it here. You know, Philly got his own history, his own flavor in the hip-hop industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So.
And you got to put in that work, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead. How hard was
the writing process for this album, Will?
Did
stuff just come to you, or you planned it out? How did it go?
I didn't plan it. You know, once I got the okay. You know, once Billy was like, "Lil Mac, I think, you know, we should start doing you. We want you to." I mean, and Billy gave me some pointers. You know what I'm saying, like, when Billy was like, "You know, Mac, we're going, you know, basically create your own sound." A lot of the songs I recorded like Bill's wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying? Because when I first started doing it, I was doing it at Suits. And every time I go to Suits, I basically do that right then and there. You know what I mean? Like, I pick a beat and I just do the song right then and there. So I really didn't really know what songs I was going to do. I just was going there and spat. I was in the zone now. Like, I didn't say, well, I'm doing this specifically for the album, whatever. I just was going in there and I was doing my regular recording thing. I sent them to Billy. Yo, what you think about this? Oh, that's a go. I go back. I ain't gonna lie, I was on a hell of a stretch. My first 10 joints, I was on fire. You feel what I'm saying? I was just going there. I was like going like every week. I'm back in the studio. And I was just hitting stuff. And then it was just like, I was trying to find the sound. And I was just like going through there. And yeah, I was writing stuff on the spot. And we came up with a little bit like, damn, all right, I'm used to call it this. So I, you know. One joint, I surprised him with the Magnificent, you know what I'm saying? So I happened to, you know, I told him certain things like, yo, you can get that or this, you can do this. And it was just like, I was just going in. It wasn't really nothing catered to this is going to be the album. I just was going in and just, my brother was just like the validation to it. Every one I made, I sent it to him, what you think? That's a go. And once we got a certain amount of songs, we just started saying, okay, this can go on there. But it wasn't no pressure at all. I just was happy. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to go, and I was happy, I started PIW. I started putting in work, as we do, man. And that's how it came out. I just started going in. Yeah. I was already recording anyway. It just was like I just was doing music. You know what I'm saying? And just so happened that the stuff that I was doing was the goals. They just was. Once my man said, yo, that's on fire. Yo, that's on banner. Yo, that joint is on fire. We just start putting them in. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't really a lot of pressure. It was another day at the office.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I've been doing music for a long time. You know what I'm saying? But I got a chance. Like, I always been in a group. So being in a group sometimes, you know, I've been, like, solo for a while, but sometimes that's still, it lingers sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Even now, I'm still, like, in a group. Like, PIW is a group, too. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we just made up a collective people. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just doing my solo thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, mm-hmm. me and Billy sometimes be like tag teaming a lot. Like, we got a lot of music that we've been doing that Desiree come that we ain't stopped. And we got some nice joints together, which I set up to be like that because I wanted him to be in the mix with me because that's my partner. You know what I'm saying? He's just not my rap partner. He's my partner in everything else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't do stuff without going to him. He make a collective, man. That's how you should be. That's a tip that I want to give him too, man. Like, when you doing it, you need a team. You can't, no one mm-hmm. man can't do it by himself. People is on this planet for you, man. That's what people need to understand. There ain't nobody I deal with by myself. You doing it by yourself, you're going to take forever. Now, God put people in your life for a reason. He put people in your life to help you. He put people in your life to put you to see shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody that I got in my circle right at this point in time, even building this project, they were people that I needed to be. That was people that was there, and they not just going to tell me, yeah, that's live when it's not. I don't need no yes man. I don't need that. I need X-Men. I don't need no yes-men. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
I need
yes,
them.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? And I got one. You know what I'm saying? I got my Logan. You know what I'm saying? When I'm on my Professor X and I'm on the X shit and I'm beat and I'm changing. I'm Apocalypse. I'm him. I like that. You know what I'm saying? So my brother let me know. My brother loved. You got to understand, Billy kind of, you know, I came into the situation rapping different. I don't rap like everybody else in my group or in my circle. And Bills appreciated all that killer shit I was saying, all that murder shit I was saying. He was like, yeah, do that mm-hmm. shit. Because sometimes I ask him, like, man, I think that's a little bit too murder. He'd be like, nigga, don't think that's what you do? Well, if that's mm-hmm. what you do, then nigga, do it. If you don't, then don't do it. So he pushed me sometimes when I'm on my, I don't know the people. I don't know, they might have gone, nigga, go do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it wasn't no pressure.
I tell them, fuck the people. Do what they do. If you don't like doing it, you worry about people doing that. Just worry about what you're saying, then don't do it. But if you don't give a fuck what people are saying, then go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? You feel me? So you shouldn't, you know, don't let the people dictate what you want to do. You know what I mean? And, you know, because I already knew what it was. You feel me? I'm like, yo, go ahead and, you know, kill them.
Yeah, because there's a market for your style, and it's a style, you know, the not necessarily the style, but the verbiage. It's been around forever. You know, we had it with G-Rap. We had it with Biggie. We had it with Mobb Deep. We had it. It's you know, whenever it's that street, when you get to that street level, it ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't going nowhere. All right, we got about...
Yeah.
Got about 25 minutes, so we got still two more joints to drop. The next joint I want to drop is your first single, which I think went bananas on these streets. Last Laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing went crazy.
Yeah, because we gonna get that. We gonna get
that thing crazy. So.
And the end.
Okay, Queen. Here come Last Laugh.
Let's do that.
I told you niggas what we do. I get the last laugh. Yeah, I get the last laugh. Breaking up the music, my nigga, I got the day locked. Moving around the world, my nigga, I got the game locked. Rumors don't mean these niggas lyrics to make their brain pop. Speaking on the eardrums, they hoping that the pain stop. I'm from the era where niggas was real hip hop. Sit down, I'm testing your head, leave it still in a ziplock. The rest of your body, I leave it buried in fake lock. Your time's up, I'll be in the booth dropping bombs. What? You don't wanna see me when I'm making flatline, yeah. Don't worry about that nigga, bring the friends who behind ya. I bring a nigga down like a person in a grinder. That's your baby mama, you never gon' find her. Rap, pimp, and Morgan Freeman, Captain 7 drama. The roses are delivered and it took away my mama. Now I'm killing all these rappers, call me Black Yama. And I'm coming for revenge on every nigga mama. I get the last laugh.
the big brain and hit, get the mic mad. You against me, motherfucker, you get toe tag. So I take the flow, let it grow on my notepad. Met the state notebook, watch how you don't cook. Looking at the x-rays, now how you don't look. Looking like a barbecue, burnt up with ashes. Broken all you niggas, cast fire for the masses. Here drops forming and the blood turns to acid. Me, I'm on the top here, most of y'all are average.
I still get hype off that. I still get yeah. hype off that. Fam, I still get that feeling.
Not be disappointed with y'all songs. Would not be disappointed. I always.
That's a banger,
no doubt.
Thank you, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, thank
it
you.
Is,
that's
man.
A, that's a,
it's like y'all have respected what beats to put with what songs. That's one of the amazing things about it. It's like it's the energy of the beat always match the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Shout out
nah,
to
man,
Kimmy Coco.
That was another suit John too. Suit made that too. My brother, man.
Yeah,
it's a video for that too. That's out now, and it's out in all digital platforms, and we're coming out with it again. We ain't going to stop. We're going to keep on giving it to you until you listen to it. You think we playing?
Yes, sir.
We're going
to
get the first
shout
out
to
last
Kimmy
class.
Coco over in Cat Island, the Bahamas. Said that we in the house half naked dancing to that shit. Play it again.
Oh man! Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Appreciate
yep.
that love right there.
All right, we have a caller. Let's bring him on.
Okay.
Hey! Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on,
welcome.
Man? It's Obnoxious, man. Calling in PIW
you're
in the building.
You already
yes,
know, baby. PIW
how
in the
you
building.
It's
you
good,
already
bro.
Know.
Queen, this is the newest member of PIW. Brother is a legend
welcome.
In the game. Mr. Obnoxious.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Just going over some bangers. We just heard your voice on that For My Niggas track. You did your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. And he got stuff out, too. Let me shout him out first.
Man. Yeah,
this is back there. But my brother up now, he got something out, too. The Son of Sarge is all out everywhere, every digital platform. Go cop you a couple of them. I knew it's a member. It's my brother. We've been brothers for some years. We've got years under our belt. Plus, we got something coming out called Target Practice. Don't think it was just over. We about to do that. And you already know what it is because we put in work. You know what I'm saying? Hello.
Yeah, we all put in work, man.
Definitely.
We all putting in work.
Yeah,
that's just the definition of putting in work, man, when we all doing it, you know?
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, like we were saying earlier, man, it ain't just music, it's a lifestyle, you know?
You
apply that to all things.
You guys work so well together. You guys support each other. I like how y'all push each other. It's like y'all do your own thing. Y'all do stuff together, but y'all push each other projects like it's y'all own. And that's how it's supposed to be. And a lot of people aren't like that. A lot of people, you'll see these groups and somebody branch out and they don't have the support of the other group members because all that person is saying, oh, he doing something without us. But y'all, y'all a different breed. I'm telling y'all.
Y'all
pretty much have mastered the blueprint on how things are supposed to be when it comes to working together and being supportive and actually, you know, practicing what y'all preach. Y'all doing it. Y'all showing it. You know, so people
you,
on the outside, man, we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's major right there.
Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you for pointing that out. That means a lot. That means that you from the outside looking in and you're noticing that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Yep.
Very important.
And it goes back to that manhood thing, that leadership thing, that ability to, you know, being your brother's keeper and supporting your brother and not being selfish and not having any egos and, you know, shit like that that'll jam any crew up, that'll jam any business up, you know. So it is refreshing to see. I love it, man. Love it. You know.
It's a brotherhood.
Shout out to Al Bills.
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah, shout out to Bills, man, because, you know, as a CEO and as a businessman, and you know, and when you're putting together a company and you got to lead by example. You know, because I see you repost people stuff all the time. And if we had more brothers in leadership positions doing that, we would see more people eat. So, you know,
exactly.
I love that shit. Keep that shit up.
You already know.
Billy!
I got a great partner, man. I told you, man.
Yeah.
You got a great partner. He's still there? Where you go?
I'm here.
Bill.
Oh. Oh damn, yo! You know what? I'm talking the whole time. I had to join on mute. So get this.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
I knew someone
I'm up here saying a whole lot of shit, and it wasn't getting heard. I don't believe it. But let me back it up, then. God damn. But look, I was talking with what Queen was saying. Hey, Queen, I appreciate you. You know, we here to back each other up because if one win, we all win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's what the putting in work team is about, man. It ain't about we not selfish. We ain't individualizing. You know what I mean? And we all gonna get ours. You dig me? By the end of the day, man, we all gonna hit our pinnacle. And we all gonna make the move together, man. It's about us growing and elevating. You feel me? And yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. And then yeah, I mean, we gotta put our folks out there. You feel me? Because when you got strangers doing it, and you know what I mean, why can't your own folks do it? Shit, your strangers don't even know you, and they up there supporting it because they fuck with it. So your circle gotta fuck with it. They gotta repost. You know what I mean? That's part of the. You know what I mean? The goal is to each other support each other because then they see that the circle is tight. The fist is tight. It ain't open hand. It's a fist now. You dig me? And we can't be broken. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers can't come in and infiltrate and say, yo, because you know how motherfuckers like to hate and try to come in and be like, yo, you know, this person, why aren't you doing this? Or why aren't you doing it like that? Or, man, fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Because we ain't about that over here. You know what I mean? We doing it how we want to do it. Don't worry about, you know, what you think, because if you got all the ideas, well, why aren't you doing it?
Hello.
Right. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
You know what
everybody
got advice for everybody else, but what they supposed to be doing. When it comes to them, they'll not get their own self advice, but they want to give everybody else advice.
Yeah.
Right.
They got all the answers. How,
that's
right?
Phony to me.
Get this.
That's phony.
Yeah.
We
all about supporting each other, man, by the end of the day, man. And, you know, I'm excited for everybody project and shit like that, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest. I was telling Will, man, I put my project out. I was thinking about that might be my last project. I might just do futures and shit like that, but I don't know. It's on the fence,
man.
But, you know. But you know.
Oh. Thanks. Like somebody talking about retirement.
Let me tell you what it is though. He told me that, right? Listen, you know what it is? But see, when he fucking with me though, see I fucks with him all the time. See, I get shit. See, I put him in a loop. Okay, oh yeah, you say that? And I understand why, because I understand what he's doing. He's trying to be more business-minded. And I dig that, because when you're trying to juggle. But see, he ain't going to never lose the passion. Mm-hmm. We already know it. But I always keep him on loop. Oh yeah, you know what? Yo, I got this beat. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I heard me and you on it. Or won't you rock something to this? So he ain't gonna really probably stop, because I always get him. Soon when he ain't thinking about it, go check your email. If something in your email, go check that real quick. And he's like, what's in there? Just go check the drawer, man, and call me back. And call me right back after you listen. And, you know, once I hit him with that, he and Luke. I've been doing it to him the whole time, but I understand where he's trying to be at as, you know, CEO situation, because, you know, all of us, like, you know, me and Bill's talked about it a lot of times, like, you know, yeah, we love this rap thing and we love, you know what I mean, doing what we're doing, but we ain't trying to be here that long. We trying to be behind the scenes, man. I'm trying to sit back and give it to the youngsters, you know what I'm saying? And we sit back and evaluate, let them rock out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let them do them. That's what it's all about, man. Like, we trying to do book bag drives and do stuff for kids and, you know what I mean, basketball team, sponsor stuff like that, and do the other stuff. You know what I mean? Because that putting in work means just more than just music, man. And that's what we want to do. So we ain't gonna be rapping that long. We just want to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Get this money, because we putting out a lot of money. You got to understand, man, nobody going to invest the money in you if you don't invest in yourself. So we do it our way. We invest in ourselves. And we spend our hard-earned money. We ain't no drug dealers. We workers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's 9 to 5, and I ain't mad to say, no, I work a 9 to 5, and my nine to five money I put into my music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing with my brother. Well, you know what I'm saying? And all of us. And like I said, we all this ain't like we just met each other. You know what I'm saying? I got me and Knox been friends for 20 something years. Me and Billy been banging for 10 something years, 11 years, something like that. So it's more than just music. We don't talk about music every day. We talk about life, and that's how we build on that, through the life situations with music. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's why we tight like that, and that's how we end. I talk to him all the time. Like right now, we ain't got no real money. We got money because we ain't broke, but I ain't letting nobody break me up over no little bit of couple dollars that I've never really had. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be like Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, man. Come on, man.
All right, listen. We got about 10 minutes in the show, and we still want to get the Magnificent plead.
Play that.
The namesake. Yeah, you got to get the namesake for this album.
You already know.
So,
the Magnificent.
So we're going to jump into this, John, then we're going to come back, wrap up, and where y'all can plug yourselves and we're going to do this thing real quick.
All right, here we go, Queen.
Mac, nigga.
Okay. Yo. I pick a pen in the pad, my pad and pen go. Sicko, launch your brain so we're in limbo. Stop that, playing these niggas not like Nintendo. Bang them, separate your body from your shadow. Oh shit, nigga, I got magic like a lander. Walking on the back block, I bury them in bando. I'm something like Rambo, mixed with Commando. It's warfare, stepping on your face with some steel toes. Weirdo, standing on the block like a scarecrow. Bitch on my dick, got a sucking on a dildo. This is by the skills, damn, by the fucking deal, yo. Got two jobs, so I stay with a bankroll. Blowing up the spot, motherfucker, like I'm Waco. Hey, yo, shot to your face, you can take those. Hold up, hold up in your head like a bango. Hold up, spilling out your head like a mango. So what, if you think a nigga gon' blow up? Nah, I'm gonna keep going till I blow up.
Ah!
bring flames to him. Bulldog your face and run a train to him. Fucking with a nigga with a short cruise. Now your mom see your face on the late news. See the word get around about the bad news. Me your ass missing motherfucker with no clues. See I'm a type of motherfucker that ain't lost crew. Now I'm at my apex, bitch, not in pay too. So when we go rob around, bitch, you gon' lose. I developed my thoughts in a dark room. A great white shark with a harpoon. Deep voice, rock and roll a monsoon. Swimming through your brain, bring a typhoon. I transform my mind in a cocoon. Mouth full of rabies like a raccoon. It is what it is when I come through.
Know how to
end the show?
Yo, man, that thing ain't hard. If that ain't hard, I don't know what to tell you.
That's the banker. That's the banker.
That's what I want to perform on stage. That's the one I want.
That's a head banging. Yeah,
I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah, I gotta see that shit, man. I gotta see that in front of a live crowd. Them feeling that beat knock, and you know what I mean. And Will doing that high energy shit. So yeah, man.
Deep voice rap, Gorilla Monsoon. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Deep voice rap, Gorilla Monsoon. Swimming through your brain, bring a typhoon. I transform my mind in a cocoon. Mouth full of rabies like a raccoon. I ain't do it all day. I ain't do it all still, y'all. I didn't do it all still. I just did it this time. That's all.
Hey,
I didn't do it all still. I appreciate it, man.
I'm going to start throwing these
in the video out for that one, too.
This coffee.
Yeah, the video's out for the last, for the song that they just played. Video's out for all of them. So go ahead and check out them videos. The link for the singles is on there, but those are some of the songs that's on the Magnificent album. You know what I mean? Can't wait for that thing to drop once it drops. You know what I mean? Earthquake.
Yeah, definitely. Shake the world up, man. Slowly but surely. You know what I mean? Get your ears adjusted, man.
Well,
get your ears adjusted, man.
We'll wind it down. So now's up. You know, I want to give any closing statements, and please make sure y'all plug yourselves and talk about anything coming out, any other future projects you got going on.
I just want to say, you can reach me. I had to change my journal on my profile. I still got the music page, willmack.piw. My personal page is McDuffie, McDuffie. _PIW, and go to PIW Entertainment on YouTube, see it all. Plus, after this, we got some more coming out after the Magnificent. I told you we got it in the cut right now. Me and my brother Knox, we got a nice situation coming on. The album about to drop, Target Practice.
Mm.
And after that, we got plenty more coming. We got Napalm, Premeditated, and we got The Apocalypse. It ain't done yet. And after that, we got We in the Kitchen. And We in the Kitchen is something very, very special. We're going to have 3 volumes of that. And we got some heat on there that y'all don't even know. And I'm telling y'all, get ready for it, because it's about to get ugly, because we put in work. You heard? Get it on.
Shit. Them titles got me riled the fuck up, Queen. Shit, let me go find a nigga and punch a motherfucker in the face.
Knox, tell them what you're doing, brother.
Follow me on Instagram, Obnoxious. That's OBNOX IOUX_PRW. You hit me on my website. I already got two albums out already. www.obnoxious.com. That's with an X, at the end. We got that Target Practice coming out. Me and Will Mack, like he told you, we working, man. Like, we in the kitchen, and we ain't playing around. All pots and pans is getting cooked.
You already know. Tell me the name of your album. Tell me the name of your albums, man.
The Son of Sarge. Dedicated, the title dedicated to my pop. My dad's on the album cover, He passed away, 8 years ago, but he instrumental in being the man that I became. So I say I'm going to dedicate my album title to my dad. But it's all over the all major streaming platforms and my website. So check that out. Yeah. It's a nice album. I have Cambada on there featured. Of course, Bills. Of course, Mac on there. And I have Shay Noor featured on the track.
From Griselda.
That's what's up.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah, straight
definitely
up.
Check that out. Got some bangers on there.
Yep. Al Bills. You can follow me on the gram. Albill_PIW. That's ALBILLZ_PIW. Follow me on there. You can follow me on Facebook, Al Bills. I got a single out now. Hall of Fame is on all platforms. Go ahead and listen to that. Download it. Hall of Fame. That joint is out. I am.
The video out. Check that video out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The video is out. Go to the PIW Entertainment YouTube channel. The video is out there. It's doing some numbers on that thing. I'm working on my joint, but I ain't gonna drop the title yet or nothing like that. But Yeah, I'm mixing, and definitely we in the kitchen.
Yeah,
no doubt.
For the putting the work merch, you can go to PIW Apparel on the gram, Spreadshirt.com, putting in work, to get your latest apparel, PIW Apparel.
Yep. Oh man. It's another banger, Queen. This
right.
is what the oh, number the fifth appearance on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I lost track. Damn, hey, they family now. Shit.
Yeah. You already know.
But you look. But yeah, man. It's always a pleasure to have y'all on. I want to thank all of y'all. Well, this show was about giving you your flowers, brother. This is your
thank
album,
you, brother.
I'm so proud of you, man. I love you, brother. And you're an amazing talent. And I wanted to say thank you to the Queen for allowing us to use her platform to give this good brother his flowers,
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate you. Thank you, Kim, man.
Always. Anytime.
No problem. And shout out to everybody who wrote in with the questions and the comments and sharing.
Yeah.
There's too many people to name. This is a well-received episode, so appreciate everybody for everything. All right,
man,
Queen, I'm an old man. I got to take my ass to bed.
Yeah.
Goddamn bunions hurt, feet hurt. Shit.
Oh, shit.
So, well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, a special thank you once again to PIW for coming in. Showing up and showing out like they always do, bringing great music. Enough to hold us over till next time. I swear.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you tag the show on any promotions you guys put out there. Music, videos, merch, anything you guys got going on. Just feel free to tag the show in it as well.
No doubt.
Okay, we got you.
As always, thank my co-host, Hakim, and everybody that's been rocking with us. And so that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Good night, man.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.